This is Ted O'Connell, and this is the second half of the psychiatry chapter from USMLE Step 2 Secrets, 5th edition. Question 49. Explain the concept of somatic symptom disorders, previously called somatoform disorders. A patient with somatic symptom disorder experiences psychiatric stress and expresses it through physical symptoms. Patients do not do so on purpose. Question 50. Describe the four major somatic symptom disorders. Somatization disorder. The patient has multiple different complaints in multiple different organ systems over many years and has had extensive workups in the past. Remember the mnemonic. Patients with somatization disorder have so many physical complaints. Conversion disorder. The patient has an obvious precipitating factor, for example, a fight with a significant other, then develops unexplainable neurologic symptoms, such as blindness or stocking glove numbness. This is thought to be a physical manifestation of emotional distress. The patient is not malingering and truly believes the symptom is real. However, clinical evidence is incompatible with symptomatology. Hypochondriasis. The patient continues to believe that he or she has a disease despite extensive negative workup. These patients tend to be excessively worried about a minor symptom and are not reassured by multiple negative workups. Body dysmorphic disorder. The patient is preoccupied with an imagined physical defect. For example, a teenager who thinks that his or her nose is too big when it is normal in size. Question 51. How are somatic symptom disorders treated? Treat all somatic symptom disorders with frequent return visits to the clinic and/or psychotherapy. Screen for and treat any coexisting depression. Question 52. Distinguish among somatic symptom disorders, factitious disorders, and malingering. In somatic symptom disorders, the patient does not intentionally create symptoms. It is an unconscious process. In factitious disorders, patients intentionally create an illness or symptoms. For example, they inject insulin to create hypoglycemia and subject themselves to procedures in order to assume the role of a patient. There's no financial or other secondary gain. In malingering, patients intentionally create their illness for secondary gain. For example, money or release from work or jail. Question 53. How do you recognize dissociative fugue, also called psychogenic fugue or fugue state? Dissociative fugue is a reversible amnesia for personal identity, including the memories, personality, and other identifying characteristics of individuality. It usually involves unplanned travel or wandering. There is complete amnesia for the fugue episode. The classic patient develops amnesia, travels, and assumes a new identity, but does not remember the event upon returning. Question 54. What psychiatric disorder is most likely to be associated with childhood sexual abuse? Dissociative identity disorder, personally known as multiple personality disorder. Question 55. Define personality disorders. Personality disorders are lifelong maladaptive traits that affect the way in which a person interacts with the world. Look for a history dating back to childhood or teenage years. No real treatment is available, although psychotherapy can be tried. Question 56. Give a 1 or 2 sentence description of each of the following 10 personality disorders. Cluster A, the odd disorders. Paranoid. Patients are paranoid and think that everyone, friends too, are out to get them. They often initiate lawsuits. Schizoid. Patients are classic loners who have no friends and no interest in having friends. They also have a restricted range of emotions. Schizotypal. Patients have bizarre beliefs, such as cults or superstition, and a bizarre manner of speaking, but no psychosis. Cluster B, the dramatic, emotional, or erratic disorders. Histrionic. Patients are overly dramatic, attention-seeking, and inappropriately seductive. They must be the center of attention. Narcissistic. Patients are egocentric, lack empathy, are often envious of others or believe that others are envious of them, and use others for their own gain. They have a sense of entitlement. Antisocial, the most frequently tested personality disorder. Patients have long criminal record, such as con artists, and tortured animals or set fires as children. A history of pediatric conduct disorder is required for this diagnosis. Patients are aggressive and do not pay their bills or support their children. They are liars and have no remorse or conscience. Antisocial personality disorder has a strong association with alcoholism, drug abuse, and somatization disorder. Most of these patients are male. Borderline. Patients have unstable moods, behaviors, and relationships, and self-image. Look for splitting. That is, these patients identify other individuals as all good or all bad and may frequently change categories. Other clues include suicide gestures, micropsychotic episodes, such as 2 minutes of psychosis, impulsiveness, and constant crisis. Cluster C, the anxious or fearful disorders. Avoidant. Patients have no friends but want them. They avoid others out of fear of criticism and rejection. It's essentially an inferiority complex. This is distinguished from schizoid personality disorder, in which the patient is isolated but has no desire for social contact. Dependent. Patients cannot be or do anything alone. Generally, they have low self-esteem. A wife may stay with her abusive husband despite continued abuse. Obsessive-compulsive. Patients are obsessed with rules, perfection, and organization. They may seem anal retentive and stubborn. Rules are more important than objectives, and affect is restricted. Money is a frequent concern and is often hoarded. Compared to obsessive-compulsive disorder, patients do not find these obsessions distressful. Question 57. Define obsessive-compulsive disorder. How is it treated? Obsessive-compulsive disorder, or OCD, is marked by recurrent thoughts or impulses, obsessions, or recurrent behaviors, compulsions, that cause dysfunction in the occupational or interpersonal life of affected individuals. Look for washing rituals, such as washing the hands 30 times per day, or checking rituals, checking to see if the door is locked 40 times a day. The obsessions or compulsions are time-consuming or can cause distress. Onset is usually in adolescence or early adulthood. Treat with SSRIs, especially fluvoxamine, or with clomipramine, a serotonin-specific tricyclic antidepressant. Therapies such as cognitive behavioral therapy and flooding may be effective. Question 58. True or false? Some psychiatric patients can be hospitalized against their will. True. Patients can be hospitalized against their will if they are a danger to themselves, that is, they're suicidal or unable to take care of themselves, or if they're a danger to others, that is, homicidal. Question 59. Describe the hallmark findings of narcolepsy. How is it treated? Narcolepsy is a sleep disorder characterized by daytime sleepiness in spite of a normal daily sleep regimen. Patients have decreased latency for rapid eye movement sleep. Patients go into rapid eye movement as soon as they fall asleep. They have sleep paralysis, which is paralysis upon awakening. Cataplexy, which is random loss of muscle tone that causes patients to fall down. And hallucinations as they awaken or as they fall asleep. Patients may have a hypocretin deficiency. Treat with modafinil, a non-amphetamine stimulant, or with methylphenidate or amphetamines. Question 60. What is the difference between objective and subjective psychologic tests? Objective tests are generally multiple choice tests that are scored by a computer. The classic example is the IQ test. Subjective tests have no right answers and are scored by the test giver. The classic example is the Rorschach test. Question 61. Characterize each of the following psychologic tests as objective or subjective, and briefly describe its use. Stanford-Binet is an objective IQ test for adults. The Wechsler Intelligence Scale for Children is an objective IQ test for children ages 14 to 17 years old. The Rorschach test is a subjective test in which patients describe what they see in an ink blot. Thematic apperception test is a subjective test in which the patient describes what is going on in a cartoon drawing of people. The Beck Depression Inventory is an objective test to look for depression. The Minnesota Multiphasic Personality Inventory is an objective test to measure personality type. The Halstead Retan Battery is an objective test used to determine the location and effects of specific brain lesions. The Luria, Nebraska Neuropsychological Battery is an objective test that assesses many cognitive functions as well as cerebral dominance, that is, left or right. Question 62, true or false? Roughly 85% of cases of intellectual disabilities are mild. True, patients with mild intellectual disability can have a reasonable level of independence with assistance or guidance during periods of stress. Question 63, what are the common causes of intellectual disability? Although intellectual disability is usually idiopathic, look for fetal alcohol syndrome, the leading preventable cause of intellectual disability, Down syndrome, the leading overall cause of intellectual disability, and Fragile X syndrome in males. Question 64, how do you recognize autism spectrum disorder? Autism symptoms start at a very young age, beginning as early as 6 months and becoming well-established by 2 or 3 years. Look for impaired social interaction, which is isolative or unaware of surroundings, impaired verbal and nonverbal communication, such as strange words, babbling, or repetition, and restricted activities and interests, such as headbanging or strange movements. Autism is a spectrum of disorders in which patients may range from highly functioning, it was previously called Asperger syndrome, to severely intellectually disabled. Most individuals with autism manifest some degree of intellectual disability that is typically moderate in severity. No single cause has been identified for the development of autism. Genetic origins are suspected on the basis of twin studies and a higher incidence among siblings. Possible contributing factors include fetal alcohol exposure, infections, other perinatal factors, and immunologic causes. Question 65, what is a learning disorder? Learning disorders describe isolated impairment in math, reading, writing, speech, language, or coordination. All other skills are normal. No intellectual disability is present. Question 66, define conduct disorder. With what adult disorder is it associated? Conduct disorder is a pediatric form of antisocial personality disorder. Look for fire setting, cruelty to animals, lying, stealing, and/or fighting. As adults, patients often have antisocial disorder. Note, evidence of conduct disorder as a child is required for a diagnosis of antisocial personality disorder in adults. Question 67. Define attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, or ADHD. As the name implies, patients are hyperactive and have short attention spans. ADHD is more common in males than in females. Look for a fidgety child who is impulsive and cannot pay attention, but is not cruel. These symptoms must be present in two different settings, for example, at home and at school. Treat with stimulants, which have a paradoxical calming effect, such as methylphenidate, an amphetamine, or atomoxetine. Stimulants and amphetamines may cause insomnia, abdominal pain, anorexia, weight loss, and growth suppression. Atomoxetine is an SNRI, an alternative to stimulant therapy, but it has serious potential side effects, including cardiovascular events and suicidal thoughts. Question 68. Describe the behavior of a child who has oppositional defiant disorder. The child displays negative, hostile, and defiant behavior toward authority figures, for example, parents or teachers. He or she exhibits such behavior around adults, but behaves normally around peers and is not a cruel, lying criminal, unlike patients with conduct disorder. Question 69. Give the classic description of children with separation anxiety disorder. Affective children refuse to go to school because they think that something will happen to them or their parents if they separate. They will do anything to avoid separation, including feigning stomach ache, headache, or throwing temper tantrums. Question 70, how do you recognize anorexia? The classic patient is a female adolescent who is a good athlete or student with a perfectionistic personality. According to the DSM-5, the criteria for the diagnosis are restriction of energy intake, leading to a significant low body weight, intense fear of gaining weight or becoming fat, and disturbance in the way one's body weight or shape is experienced. Roughly 10 to 15% of patients die from complications of starvation or coexisting bulimia, electrolyte imbalances, cardiac arrhythmias, and infections. Although more positive therapies are preferred, patients sometimes need to be hospitalized against their will for intravenous nutrition. Patients with anorexia may be of a restrictive type, severely restricted caloric intake, or a binge purge type, self-induced vomiting, or laxative abuse. Question 71, define bulimia. What are the classic findings of the mouth and fingers? Bulimic patients have binge eating episodes during which they feel a lack of control and then engage in purging behavior, such as vomiting, laxatives, exercise, or fasting. Those affected are typically normal weight or overweight adolescent females. If these patients ever meet criteria for anorexia, they are diagnosed with the binge purge type of anorexia. That is, the anorexia diagnosis trumps the bulimia diagnosis. Patients may require hospitalization for electrolyte disturbances. Classic findings include eroded tooth enamel caused by frequent vomiting and eroded skin over the knuckles from putting the fingers into the throat. Question 72. Describe Tourette syndrome. How is it treated? Tourette syndrome is a motor tic disorder, such as eye blinking, grunting, throat clearing, grimacing, barking, or shoulder shrugging, that is exacerbated by stress and remits during activity or sleep. Although part of the classic description of Tourette syndrome, coprolalia, or swearing, affects only 10 to 30% of patients. Males are affected more often than females. Of interest, Tourette syndrome can be caused or unmasked by the use of stimulants for presumed ADHD. Antipsychotics such as haloperidol or dopamine receptor blockers such as flufenazine or pimazide can be used if the symptoms are severe. Tourette syndrome tends to be a lifelong problem. Question 73, true or false? Depression in children frequently presents as an irritable rather than a depressed mood. True. Question 74, what are the three leading causes of death in adolescents? Accidents, homicide, and suicide together account for about 75% of teenage deaths. Question 75, what is the most commonly abused illicit drug? Describe its effects on users. Marijuana, traditionally, though with changes in marijuana laws, this may be changing. Watch for a teenager who is withdrawn and shows a decline in school performance. Other symptoms include amotivational syndrome. Chronic use can result in laziness and lack of motivation, time distortion, impaired judgment, conjunctival injection, paranoia, and the so-called munchies, which is eating binges during intoxication. No physical symptoms have been reported for withdrawal, but psychologic cravings may be present. Marijuana is not dangerous in overdose, although patients may experience temporary dysphoria, and is a controversial teratogen. The evidence is weak. What symptoms are associated with cocaine intoxication? How about cocaine withdrawal? Cocaine causes sympathetic stimulation, such as insomnia, tachycardia, mydriasis, hypertension, and sweating, along with hyperalertness and possible paranoia, aggressiveness, delirium, psychosis, or formications, so-called cocaine bugs. Patients think that bugs are crawling on them. Overdose can be fatal as a result of arrhythmia, myocardial infarction, seizure, or stroke. During withdrawal, the patient is sleepy, hungry versus anorexic with intoxication, and irritable with possible severe depression. Cocaine withdrawal is not dangerous, but psychological cravings are usually severe. Cocaine is teratogenic, causing vascular disruptions in the fetus. Question 77. Describe the symptoms of amphetamine intoxication. Amphetamines are longer acting and associated more commonly with psychotic symptoms. Patients may appear to be full-blown schizophrenics, but basically their effects are similar to those of cocaine. Question 78. Describe the effects of opioids. What symptoms are seen in withdrawal? Heroin and other opioids cause euphoria, analgesia, drowsiness, meiosis, constipation, and CNS depression. Overdoses can be fatal because of respiratory depression, which should be treated with naloxone. Because the drug is often taken intravenously, associated morbidity and mortality includes endocarditis, HIV infection, hepatitis, cellulitis, and talc damage. Withdrawal is not life-threatening, but patients act as though they are going to die. Symptoms of withdrawal include piloerection, diarrhea, insomnia, abdominal cramping, and pain. Methadone or buprenorphine can be used to reduce acute withdrawal symptoms. Question 79. How do you recognize intoxication with LSD or hallucinogenic mushrooms? Symptoms of intoxication with LSD or mushrooms include hallucinations, usually visual as opposed to auditory in schizophrenia, mydriasis, tachycardia, hypertension, diaphoresis, and perception and mood disturbances. Neither is dangerous in overdose, unless the patients think he or she can fly and jumps out a window. No withdrawal symptoms or teratogenic effects have been reported. Users may experience flashbacks, which are brief feelings of being on the drug again, even though none was taken. This can occur months to years later, or they can have a bad trip, an acute panic reaction or dysphoria, which should be treated with reassurance or a benzodiazepine or antipsychotic if needed. Question 80. What about PCP intoxication? PCP intoxication causes LSD or mushroom symptoms, plus confusion, agitation, and aggressive behavior. Also look for vertical and/or horizontal nystagmus. Possible schizophrenic-like symptoms such as paranoia, auditory hallucinations, and disorganized behavior and speech. Overdose can be fatal because of convulsions, coma, and respiratory arrest. Treat with supportive care and urine acidification to hasten elimination. No withdrawal symptoms have been reported. Question 81. Describe the signs and symptoms of inhalant intoxication. Who is likely to abuse inhalants? Inhalant intoxication, such as gasoline, glue, or varnish remover, causes rapid euphoria, dizziness, slurred speech, a feeling of floating, ataxia, and a sense of heightened power. It is usually seen in younger teenagers, 11 to 15 years old, because these substances are cheap, legal to buy, and readily available. Inhalants can be fatal in overdose as a result of respiratory depression, cardiac arrhythmias, or asphyxiation, and may cause severe, permanent sequelae of the CNS, liver or kidney, peripheral neuropathy. Chronic abuse may also cause methemoglobinemia, lead toxicity, anemia, muscle weakness, and carbon monoxide poisoning. There is no known withdrawal syndrome. Question 82. True or false? Benzodiazepines and barbiturates can be fatal in overdose, but not in withdrawal. False. Both can be fatal in overdose and withdrawal. Question 83. Describe the signs and symptoms of benzodiazepine or barbiturate intoxication. Benzodiazepines and barbiturates cause sedation and drowsiness, as well as disinhibition and reduced anxiety. They can be fatal in overdose as a result of respiratory depression. Treat acute overdoses of a benzodiazepine with flumazenil, although this may precipitate seizures. In withdrawal, death may result from seizures and/or cardiovascular collapse. Treat withdrawal on an inpatient basis with a long-acting benzodiazepine and gradually taper off the dose over several days. Benzodiazepines and barbiturates are especially dangerous when mixed with alcohol because all three are CNS depressants. Question 84. What are the symptoms of caffeine withdrawal? headaches, and fatigue. Question 85. What is a basic rule of thumb about the difference in symptoms between intoxication and withdrawal for the same drug? The symptoms are usually the opposite of each other. For example, stimulants like cocaine and amphetamines cause insomnia with intoxication and hypersomnolence in withdrawal, whereas depressants such as alcohol, benzodiazepines, and barbiturates cause sedation with intoxication and insomnia in withdrawal. That's the end of this chapter.